Thanks, ma'am.
I'd like to say good morning to everybody. Thankful for the crowd that we have this morning. Thankful for the fellowship we can obviously hear. But I was thinking about them kids this morning that were standing up here, and I thought about how blessed we are for a future. There's a lot of churches that don't have little kids up here, and there's no future in that church. Thank God for the little kids that come up here, and thank God for the parents. Thank God for the grandparents that may not see the parents in a spot where they can bring them, but they still bring the kids to church. Thank God for a future that God's given us. And I had a little scripture on my heart, just one verse. It says, "For God hath given us the spirit of, or not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind."
Right.
He didn't raise us up to be fearful, that's for sure. And we should not fear the altar. It's not used just for salvation. It's not used for just repentance. There's sometimes that we get weak along the way that we just need a little bit of boost. And that's what the altar's for. And thank God for the altar. Thank God for the people that come to this church. And thank God for the spirit that moves among us. But if you will, just bow your heads for just a second. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to come to your house once again, Father. Thank you for the spirit that we can feel. Thank you for Sunday school. Lord, thank you for these children that you've given us. Lord, not only thank you for the children, but thank you for the members that you've given us in this church. Thank you for those that stood the fight and laid the foundation so that we could build the house upon it, that we could worship you, not only in spirit, but in truth. God, we thank you for everything that you've given us, everything that you've done, and everything that you promised to do. Lord, bless us in this service. Help the spirit to move, and Lord, help those that are here that need salvation. Lord, help them to be able to get into a spot where they might be able to come to an altar, that they might be able to receive you. Lord, we thank you for all these things. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Page 161.
161. I have a feeling in my soul.
Oh,
time, we'll have our choir come down and we'll turn it over to our pastor.
House this morning. It's good to be home. I was traveling this week, and I was in Kansas City all week, and all I could think about was getting home. And I was so excited to get home, see my wife and kids, and I was excited to get back in the Lord's house. I wasn't able to be here on Wednesday, and I could tell it. I could tell I'd missed. And I thought maybe I had a thought on my heart this morning, and I thought maybe I might get out of it. I saw Andrew opening up, and I thought, well, maybe Terry will just have him keep going. But so I didn't know where I was going to go with this, but it's still on my heart. So you pray for me. I'm going to see if I can find it here. Just one verse. We read this in Sunday school this morning, and it really blessed me when I read it then. And I'm going to read it here. Just one verse. It says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain." And I was thinking this week about how if we can get to where the Lord's at, if we can put God first in all of our lives and be content with the fact that He is in front of our lives, then we can have great gain. But when we start putting ourselves in front of the Lord, that's when we start getting behind. The ninth verse says, "But they that will be rich fall into temptation and snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition." You can either have great gain or you can drown in destruction and perdition. And I got thinking this week about when did not going to hell stop being enough? But I'm thankful this morning to realize that I've got a Savior who lives, and He lives with me, and He walks with me every day. I'm thankful for that this morning. But we'll ask at this time if everyone will, please stand on your feet. We'll ask if anyone has an unspoken prayer request. Hands all over the house. Lots to pray for. I'd like to say this. I'd really like everyone to pray for this service this morning. Pray for our pastor. Pray for everything that's done. I look out over the crowd and I can see a lot of burdens I have here this morning. And I'd really like to see an altar full. Just really pray for that. Anybody else have anything? Remember that. Anybody else? Yeah, remember that. Yeah, remember that. I'd like to ask you to pray for my grandma. She's been feeling pretty bad this week. Anybody else? Just remember that. Anybody else this morning? Yeah, let's really remember Terry. Let's really remember our pastor. Yeah, remember that. If nobody else has anything, we'll ask Jay Atkins to lead us in prayer.
every effort in this service in Jesus' name we pray.
Thankful for the altar prayer. Thankful to be able to hear our men praying, how much of a blessing it is. I'm thankful that every now and then God will put me in the right place where I can get connected and be able to pray to Him. It's not every time I get hooked up. It's not every time I vacate all the thoughts of the world out of the way. But when I can get my attention focused on Him and He allows me to get hooked up with Him, it really blesses me. But we'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart. Just follow the Lord this morning. Let's pray for Him as they come.
I've been through the desert, and I climbed the mountain high, and I walked through Death's Valley, and it almost claimed my life. Yeah, battle scarred and wounded, but I'm still alive to tell about the grace that brought me through, how it saved my soul from hell. I never walked alone, though at times it seems that I was by myself. But every time I cried for help, Lord, You were always there to see me through, and I never lost a battle. Those Satan's darts, they drove me to my knees. But I never walked alone.
I stood with my loved ones, wondering what would happen next. And I stood at her bedside, putting all my dreams to rest. There in a thousand pieces, my shattered heart upon the ground. Oh, but even in my darkest hour, Lord, You could still be found. I never walked alone, but every time I cried for help, Lord, You were always there to see me through, and I never lost a battle. Yeah, I've been through some hard times, but I never walked alone. Oh, I never lost a battle, though Satan's darts, they drove me to my knees. Yeah, I've been through some hard times, but I never walked alone. Yeah, we've been through some hard times, but we never walked alone.
Now without God, I never would have went got this far. It will be 4 years since I had my surgery.
I've not always been faithful, but He has. I've not always been graceful, but He has. I've not always been true, but He's always come through when He has. Yes, He has. I tell Him I'm not strong, and He says I am. I say I can't go on, He says I can. Though I'm not the better one, I've not always overcome, but He has, yes, He has. He has been the greatest friend this world has ever known. He has dead on Calvary all alone, and He has given me a melody and song. He has, yes, He has. What's ahead, but He has. Knowing I can't conquer death, but He has. When I'm tempted with sin and I fail the test again, He passed. Yes, He passed. And He has been the greatest friend this world has ever known. He has paid the debt on Calvary all alone, and He has given me paid the debt on Calvary all alone. And he has given me the melody and song. He has, yes, he has.
Let's pray for us. Kind of got this on my heart, and kind of goes along with our first song that there was Jesus. I know down in Florida, pastor down in Florida, the church that I attend, while we're down there, and he kind of went around on a Wednesday night, I think, and asked some of the people. He said, you know, tell us about a Jesus moment that you had. It was an absolute spot in your life that you knew right then and there that Jesus was the reason, and he was there with you. And I went back to it was actually Jackie's second surgery, and her heart started messing up again, and they called the emergency team in, and they pushed me out of the room, and I was pushed out of the room. And this was all during COVID, so nobody could be with us or anything, and I got pushed out of the room, but there was a window, and I could see everybody working on her, and I backed up across the hallway, and as my back hit the wall, my phone rang, and I looked down at my phone, and it was our pastor calling me right at that moment, and he said, we're headed to Kentucky, and he said, I'm driving, and he said, I looked over at Linda, and I said, I think I need to call Dale, and he said, typically Linda would say, well, let's drive on down the road, let's pull over, let's stop, let's give him a call. She grabbed the phone right then and made the phone call. And we were able to pray over the phone. And everything turned out okay that time with Jackie, but I said, there is no doubt in my mind that that was God. And there's no doubt in my mind that Terry and Linda did exactly what they were supposed to do. And they didn't delay. They called right then, right there. So God's a right now God. And we need to move when he wants us to move, so.
Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand, I start to fall. All those lonely roads that I have traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. There was Jesus. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I'm going, or even when I didn't or couldn't see him, there was Jesus. For this man who needs amazing kind of grace, for forgiveness at a price I couldn't pay, I'm not perfect, so I thank God every day. There was Jesus. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I've in the waiting, in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I'm going, or even when I didn't know Him or couldn't see Him, there was Jesus. There was Jesus.
There was Jesus. There was Jesus.
Appreciate those songs. There's a lot of truth in those. Those songs remind me a lot of Katie's song, Through It All. I'm thankful He's been with me through it all. No matter what, even those times I haven't called on Him, He's still always been there for me, waiting for me to call on Him. We'll ask at this time if anybody else has anything before we turn it over to our pastor. If not, really lift them up, church. Let's really pray for them.
Sure good to be here. Well, I appreciate everything that's been done already. The openings up of the service and the men that opened up and the singers and the songs. Really appreciate those. And I appreciate being in God's house today. What a blessing to be here. And I want you to pray. I'd like to turn in the scripture to the 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. And I'll just share this with you, giving you a chance to turn there and tell you this. I was going through kind of a low place, kind of struggling this week and praying, and God put this scripture on my heart. And when I went to it and I was looking at it and praying, God blessed me and He helped me and uplifted me. And God's—he's always there when you need Him, and so it's still been on my heart. So I feel like sharing some things from it that the Lord put on my heart and gave me. Very familiar scripture, and I just love it so much. And but I want you to pray. And so, 53rd chapter of Isaiah, starting at verse 1, and verse 1 says, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" Now, I want to read some more, but I want to comment right here before I read more. I want to take my text, the thought that's on my heart to preach about this morning, from this verse. But I want to make it specific, and it's a question. Have you believed the report? Yeah. And what report is that? Well, let me just sum it up real clearly. When I was a young lost boy, God gave me a report from the scripture, from the word of God, and it was preached by the gospel. There was a God called man that preached the gospel in a godly church just like this one. Well, it was this one. A lot of the faces are different, but it was this church. It was a little block building on Albert Street. God brought me the report. Now, when it says here, to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed, that word arm in the Hebrew, it also means strength or power. And the Lord's arm has great power. And now we can imagine it, we can think about it. And when I was a lost boy, before I ever got saved, I would imagine how it might feel to get saved. I wasn't anywhere close to it. I couldn't even come near it. And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? You've got to believe the gospel before the arm of the Lord is revealed to you and you really know what it's about. And so I would ask that question today. Do you believe the report? Now, believing is more than just thinking about, well, it's probably so in your mind. It means with your whole heart. That's where you believe the report at, is with your whole heart. That's when you get saved. Okay, so let's go on down. He shall, this is hundreds of years before Jesus was born, but this is prophecy that God gave the old prophet. He's telling the story. Verse 2, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. And listen to this. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Just on the natural side, the story of a man dying on a cross and shedding his blood, that doesn't sound too appealing to the flesh. And I was reminded of a story that I can tell you from long ago, even before I came here to be the pastor. There was a man that was a pastor, and he'd started pastoring a church, and he shared this with me. He said, I'd been preaching and felt like God was using me and felt like God was speaking to people. He said, there was a lady in church that said, she came up to me once after the service was over, and she said, you know, said, I like you, but I just want to tell you, I'm really tired of what you've been preaching. And he said, I was really shocked. And said, I said, well, ma'am, I'm sorry. She said, if you just got on it once in a while, it wouldn't be so bad. But said, you just preach it over and over and over again. And said, I'm just sick of hearing it. And I wish you'd stop. He said, well, ma'am, what is it that I'm preaching? She said to him, she said, preacher, you just preach about the shed blood, the shed blood, the shed blood. She said, I can just picture blood flowing down all the time. And she said, I'm so tired of it. He said, well, I told her, ma'am, I am so sorry. She said, you mean you're sorry that you've been preaching about the blood? He said, no. He said, I'm sorry that you don't get joy out of it. I'm sorry that it doesn't bring good peace to you when you think about the blood that was shed. He said, now, not a natural sense, thinking about blood being shed, that's kind of a bad thing to think about. But when you realize that it was the shed blood of Jesus that was shed through the will of God for the sin of people like me and you, when you realize what a gift this was from God, he said, ma'am, I'm so sorry that you don't like what I've been preaching, but I'll never stop preaching about the blood. Well, I praise God today. I don't ever want to stop preaching about the blood. But listen, how I thought he shall grow up as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. You wouldn't expect him in a natural sense. You wouldn't expect him to come up the way he did. But I'm proud that he did. And listen to this. It said there was no form nor comeliness, that when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He wasn't something natural that was big, flamboyant. He was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He was the King of the Jews. But, you know, when the Jews looked at this old prophecy, I think they thought he was going to come as a king, riding a big white stallion, having a big army behind him. I think they thought he was going to be a king in a natural sense. Maybe sit on a golden throne. But that's not the kind of king he was. He didn't come to impress the flesh. But praise God, he come to redeem the soul of lost men and women and boys and girls like me. I was 12 years old, but I can remember that. I'm telling you, I can remember every detail of it. I can remember how I felt so sad and so alone. Brother Henderson, I can remember how I felt I felt helpless, and I was helpless. I felt unworthy, and I was unworthy. But when I trusted Jesus, he gave me peace in my soul. And so think about this. Go on with me here. When it's talking about he's despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid it as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. So Isaiah divides up this into two parts. He talks about how the world looked at him, and then he made it personal. He said, we did this also. We did esteem him, smitten. Think about this, what he's saying down here. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. I want you to know, praise God, this man called Jesus, the Lamb of God, the Son of God. Listen to what it says here. Verse 5, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He suffered so we could stop suffering. He took all this upon himself so we could be set free. Have you believed the report? If you have, there's another question I need to ask. This is not part of the text, but it's part of the message. If you believe the report, if you have felt the arm of the Lord, it's been revealed to you. Let me ask you this. If you believed it, if you got saved, if you believe the report, are you acting like it?
I think about that. There's been times in my life, after I'd believed the report and after the arm of the Lord had been revealed to me, there's been times in my life that I look back on that I'm still ashamed of. And I'd say, I'd like to erase that part. I wasn't acting like that I'd believed the report. I wasn't acting like the arm of the Lord had been revealed to me. Well, what did you do, preacher? I repented and God forgave me and I got back in fellowship with God and I could feel joy again and God run my cup over again. Boy, praise God. If you're here today and you've been saved and you've not been acting like you've believed the report, you need to repent and get in today. We need you. The church needs you. Your friends and your loved ones need you. Praise God today. Now think about this, what it says down here. I want you to get this. Let me read verse 5 again. He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He suffered so we could get free from suffering. Now, on down here, next verse 6. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We're all guilty. We have all turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Somebody said, well, I've had this told to me many times in the years I've been preaching. I've had people tell me, I would have come to the altar, but I didn't feel like I was worthy. I'm glad unworthy people can come to the altar, because if they couldn't, I'd have never got to come. Everybody that comes to the altar is unworthy. Not a one that comes is worthy of what Jesus did for them. But he did that. He's the one that's worthy. It's his worthiness where we get our strength and our help from. He's the one that was worthy. And we need to obey him. And we need to follow him. We need to believe the report. And we need to let the arm of the Lord be revealed to us. And it comes on down here. Verse 7, he was oppressed and was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He's brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, he opened not his mouth. He didn't complain about anything. He didn't say, I shouldn't be going through this. He didn't say, this is not fair. He didn't say anything like that. He dreaded going through it. He dreaded it, but he said, Father, not my will, but thine be done. If it's possible, let this cup pass from me. But Father, not my will, but thine be done. It shows the two characteristics of him. He was 100% man, and he was 100% God. But it shows his manly feelings. Nobody could blame him for dreading going to the cross and dying the cruel death that he did. But praise God, who could imagine that he'd love us enough and do enough for us that he'd go to the cross, because he was worthy. He gave himself that we could be set free. If you're here today and you're lost, you need to believe the report. Well, when you believe it, you need to put it into action. Don't just sit there and, well, I think that's probably true. But put it in there. If you need to come to the altar, come to the altar. And listen, you don't even need to wait for an invitation song this morning. If God's inviting you to come to the altar, you're welcome to come anytime you feel like God's calling you. And he goes on down through here. He said, he was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? He was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people was he stricken. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. He died on the cross. I had the wicked on each side of him. Of course, he saved the one, took him to paradise with him. Then what about the rich part? Well, Joseph of Arimathea, he was a rich man. He come and claimed the body of the Lord. Listen today, friend. God had everything fixed and everything was in its place. God didn't miss any point anywhere, and God doesn't miss any point for you anywhere. Individually and personally, you can have peace with God today. Who hath believed our report? If you've believed it, act on it today. Do what you're supposed to. There's more, a lot more in this, but I think that's as far as I need to go. I'm going to ask us to stand. I'm going to ask us to come get a song ready. Maybe I'll preach some more in the invitation. I don't know if I will, but I believe somebody could come to Jesus right now. I believe somebody that's saved already needs to come and act like you're doing the will of God, and do it from your heart. Don't just go through the motions, but do it wholeheartedly. Put it into action. Don't just sit still. It's time to move. It's time to get in. Who hath believed our report? While we sing when you get ready. Somebody needs to come this morning, and I'm going to ask you to do that right now. I'm going to ask you to come right now. Please obey the Lord. Please come while God's calling. Please come. Oh, the Lord's been so good. He blessed us so much. God gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Please come. You don't have to pray by yourself. We'll gather. Some of us will gather in around and pray with you. We'll get down by you at the altar. And most of all, God's here. And God that's inviting you to come, he'll be here when you come to the altar. He'll come with you. You don't have to measure up to anything. All you've got to do is trust the Lord. Leave the report. Please come right now, right here. Obey the Lord. Obey, friend. Please come. Please come. Listen. I want to say just a couple things to you. On down this scripture point or two that God brought back to me, I need to share with you. Jesus suffered a lot in the flesh. We read about how he was nailed to the cross. We read about the crown of thorns on his head. They pierced him in the side. All the beatings they took. That's awful to think about. That's beyond my comprehension. But he suffered more than that. Well, preacher, how could he suffer more than that? Listen, down here, verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. So it talks about his soul being made an offering. Now, verse 11 says, he shall see the travail of his soul and be satisfied. That's what satisfied God, was the offering that Jesus Christ made from his very soul. In conjunction with him dying physically, his soul suffered, and he gave his soul as an offering. And well, what was the travail of his soul? I want you to know he took all of our sins and embraced them into himself, and he took those sins to the cross, and he became sin for us. So talk about the sufferings of some. That's beyond my comprehension, and probably yours too. But I know that he did that. The scripture said so. He did that for me, and he did that for you. If you're here, and if you got some problems that you're having trouble dealing with, if you want to come to the altar, let God help you with them. If you're lost and you need to get saved, that's the biggest problem you could ever have. Come and let God save your soul this morning. We're not here. You don't have to tell us about your sins. You don't even have to say anything if you don't want to. But if God's calling you to come to the altar, you need to come. I believe God's calling a bunch of people this morning. Church, I know you're praying. I can feel it. Continue praying. Keep on praying. But let's sing some more. And listen, please come. And let me make this invitation. If you need to join this church, the doors are open. You come too. You come up and we'll deal with that. We'll be glad to have you. If God's laid it on your heart and you need to join this church, come right now while they sing this song. Please obey the Lord. Somebody needs to come. Somebody needs to come. Obey the Lord. Would you come right now? Is God calling you? Please come. Please come. Come on, buddy. Come on, man. Come on. God bless you, buddy. So, whoever feels like it, come pray this man. I'm praying for him, and I'm praying with him. Yeah, there's a lot coming. Appreciate all of it's coming. God bless him. Also, while we're praying with him, while he's praying, I beg of you, if God's calling you, you come. Please come. Come, obey the Lord. Please come. Yeah, come. Bless our Lord. Bless our God. We pray for these. As we pray for these two that are here, we still feel like while we're praying for them, God, please help them. While we pray for them, I still believe there's others need to come. Would you obey the Lord? Just come while God's calling. He's the one that's worthy. Trust him to help you with your problem. Trust him to solve the problem. Well, as a matter of fact, it's already solved. If you'll just come to Jesus, the problem's already solved. Well, I praise God that we have a problem-solving God. We have a soul-saving God. Would you come this morning? Please come. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for these two to come. Yeah, there's more. I can feel it. I can see it. I can just know it down inside. There's more that needs to come. Please come. Y'all that need to come, come on. Come on. Come and let's pray. Don't stand back. Mommy can't help you. Daddy can't help you. They can pray for you. But if it's a soul need, it takes God to take care of that. Would you just come? Come on. Come on. Please come. Bless them, Lord. God. Please come. God, please help this year. Please help these, Lord. For those that need to come, come on. Come on. Bless them, Lord. Help them, Lord. While we're praying with these, please obey the Lord. Yeah, keep praying, church. Anywhere you're comfortable here. Let's come on back in. Let's pray some more, folks. Help them, Lord. God, help them today, I pray.
Please come pray, and I'll give you a chance. If you want to say anything, you can.
I tell y'all right now, the road ain't easy.
Amen.
It's not at all easy. I've been struggling with, been struggling with work.
Bless you, God.
But if you think the road is easy, you're doing something wrong.
You feel better now, don't you, buddy?
Feel better.
Amen. Thank you. Now,
I'm just very thankful, my daughter. My son-in-law's here today.
Yeah.
Did they feel Jesus?
Amen.
makes me so happy.
Amen.
So
and,
happy.
Amen. And tell the church what you told me you'd like to do.
I would like to bring my letter over to Lima.
Amen. Amen. She said, Denny Hunter baptized me.
When I was a teenager. That was a long time ago. In a muddy pond.
I baptized some up there in muddy ponds myself when I was up there. And could I hear a move we receive this sister's under watch care pending letter? Okay, everybody in favor of that?
Amen.
Amen. And is it okay if we shake hands with you?
Absolutely.
Okay, now, you other two, you don't have to say anything, but if you want to say anything, you can. And if you'd like to come and while we shake hands, if you'd like to be with these two, we shake hands with all of us if you want to. Now, it's up to you. You're welcome. But if you'd like to come, we'd be glad to shake hands with y'all too. Anybody else got something to say before we sing and shake hands? Okay, let me say this. I really appreciate these moves this morning. It blessed my heart. At the same time, I believe there's much yet to be done that we've not even touched. I believe there's so much to be done. I like to use an old saying, this is the tip of the iceberg. I believe there's a lot more material. People need to move and need to do what God wants them to. And so we'll sing a song and shake hands with these folks.
To pray to get saved. Let's pray for them while we're shaking hands. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank God for these two. God, we just ask them to, Lord, to just trust you. God, we just ask you to. Take a moment here and share with church what happened.
Sure.
Yeah, just tell what happened, what we just been talking about.
I mean, I'm going to get saved. I'm going to get baptized. That's what I'm told. I mean, I'm new to all this stuff, so I'm just trying.
Amen. And you feel like God saved your soul this morning?
Yes, sir.
What about you?
I don't know what to say.
Well, I know it's... did you feel like you got saved this morning?
Yes.
Do you want to join church to get baptized too?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Could I hear a move we receive these two candidates for baptism? Everybody in favor of that, just raise your hand. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I still... Now, I know you're going to think I'm a little repetitious here. I'm that way a lot. God's still not done. There's more here that needs to be done. There's more people can move, and there's more can get saved, more can rededicate, more can join the church. I believe all those things are in abundance here. Please don't stop before you get to the place that God wants you to get to. Obey the Lord this morning. Sing some more. Shake hands some more.
Thank you.
thank the Lord for these good moves. And I want to take a moment right now to make a point. Jeremy Martin here, he's teaching a Sunday school class for new Christians, young Christians. It's every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock Sunday school starts. I'd encourage you folks, if you can, come and be in his class. There's a number of folks in it already. And it tells about what we believe as a church that the Bible's teaching. It's really a basic doctrines class. And so it's just, it's so special and so needful. And so not only to these folks, but to the rest of you, in case you haven't got hooked up with that yet, you need to. And so we appreciate that. And so any other word, y'all can be seated if you want to. All right, thank you. Thank you. Y'all can be seated. Thank the Lord for these folks that's moved. And thank God for speaking to people. And I thank God for speaking to the others that are here that didn't move. Well, why would you want to thank God for that? Well, God has to speak to people before they can move. And the fact that God is speaking is encouraging to me, and it ought to be encouraging to you. That means God loves you, and he's thinking about you. He's got you on his heart, and he's asking you to come to him. So think about that and pray about that. Anything else before we turn over for the announcements? If not, you can be seated, and we'll turn over for announcements.
We are going to be out in the fellowship hall again today to help you with your church camp sign up. And also we're taking orders for our Lima shirts. Church camp it's Father's Day weekend, 14th, 15th, and 16th, I believe. Is that right? Okay. Sorry, I don't have it wrote down in front of me. But anyways, and that's in June. But we are going to be doing sign-ups this Sunday, next Sunday, and then that is it. So you can sign up and go on the internet, and it's ourchurchcamp.com, and you can get registered that way. That is the only way that we are doing that. So if you have any questions, come and see us out in the fellowship hall. Also, if you are wanting the all-camp shirt and that is it, you have to get online to get your shirt that way as well. But if you want the Lima shirt, that'll be $10, and that is when you'll come see me, and you'll write down your name and your size, and then that money is going to be due next Sunday. So I hope that makes sense, but if you have any questions, we'll be out in the fellowship hall, and you can come ask me then. But it is very important that you get signed up for church camp if you're interested in going, because there's a cutoff date, and once that cutoff date approaches and is passed, we can't help you anymore. So you'll have to actually go and pay the camp. So if you want the church to pay for you, please sign up now. Thanks.
Got a few announcements here. Landon DeWitt's having a grad party. That's Saturday, May 18th from 12:30 to 4:30, and that's here at our church. Dakota Rhodes, which is Mike and Sharon Thompson's granddaughter, is having her graduation party. That's June 9th from 1 to 5, and that's at the Waynesfield Lions Club. And then the last one is Ella Padgett, which is Bob and Jessica Padgett's daughter. She's having a graduation party on June 9th here at the church in the fellowship hall.
Choir practice today at 4:30. If anybody's able to show up, we'll have a good time. Learn a few new songs.
All right. Appreciate all those announcements. Now, anybody else got anything? All right, well, let me make another prayer request. I'm going to have a test done tomorrow. I have to do preparation for it this evening. I won't be able to come back tonight, but I asked Brother Brent Hunter if he'd take care of church tonight, and he said he'd be honored and happy to do that, and I really appreciate that. I appreciate all our preaching brothers. They're so helpful, and I would encourage everybody to pray today. Pray, and everybody that can, come back tonight at 6 o'clock, ready for another good meeting tonight. God's got more in store. And we just need to come. Okay. Anything else?
keep praying. Everybody seated, stand, if you will. Brother Barry, I ask you to pray dismissal.